my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I did not tell you all I was up to 2:30 so you could feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me. Amen. I told you that because I put football before. Amen. Anyway, amen, amen, amen. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. I thank God for my dogs because I had to let them in last night about 11:30. Amen. You know, it was cold at 11:30. Amen. So when I went outside, that cold weather woke me up. Amen. And then I was ready to roll. Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. Sometimes you got to use the elements that God gave us to get yourself back on track. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. Sometimes you have to use the elements. God gave us everything for a purpose. Amen. I was writing notes, and notes wasn't making no sense to me at all. Thank God for the cold weather. And my dogs. Amen. Are you there yet? Hebrews chapter 12. I want you to look at verse number 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. The Bible says, Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The Bible tells us in verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse number 3 says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint or lose heart in your minds. Amen? It is no secret that we are involved in a race. And the race that we are involved in is not against one another, okay? But how many of you know if we make it to the finish line, we will all receive the prize, amen? So this race is a spiritual race, okay? You call it a Christian race. And the goal of the race is to make it to the finish line, amen? I mean, it's the same race that we have been engaged in since we have become Christians. It's the same exact race. But unfortunately, because some people did not approach the race the right way, okay, over the past years, even in the year 2024, because we did not approach the race the right way, okay, certain situations in our lives in the past years got the best of us, you know, maybe not you all, but when I say us, I'm talking about Christians, many Christians, it got the best of us, and it slowed us down from running the race the way we should have been running it, and in some cases, some people have even fell out of the race altogether. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. But now that we have entered into a brand new year, okay, 2025, now that we have entered into a new year, amen, we have a new beginning. And because of our new beginning, we have the opportunity to get back into the race if we fell out of the race, and we have the opportunity to pick up the pace in the race, okay? We have the opportunity to run the race the right way, see? Because it doesn't matter what happened in the past, okay? The past is called the past because it is the past. But we have a new beginning to get back in the race and to run the race the right way. Amen. And, amen. Because when we run the race the right way, we can prevent the things that got the best of us in 2024 and the previous years. Okay? We can prevent those things from getting the best of us in 2025 and the years beyond 2025. Because how many of you know that the race does not only, the race is not just for 2025. The race is for the years as we move forward. Amen? But once again, many people struggled in life over the past few years, okay? And although they were involved in the race, they did not run the race the right way. How many of you know that there's a right way to do things and there is a wrong way to do things? And we will always receive the consequences of the right things we do, which are positive consequences, and the wrong things we do, which are negative consequences. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So once again, as a result of people not running the race the right way, in many cases, people fell out of the race or they got slowed down in the race. Amen. And once again, that was because of the wrong focus for the race. Okay? We have to have the right focus. That was because of the wrong focus for the race, because the focus for any race should be to make it to the finish line. And not just make it to the finish line, make it to the finish line and win. Y'all still with me? Make it to the finish line, win. Now, I know sometimes in the world people, I'm just going to run a race just for fun. No, I never do anything for fun. I want to win. And listen, although I might not win, you know, when I enter it, I want to win. Amen. Y'all still with me? Amen, amen. Let me just share this with you. Amen. Stay with me. I used to be a runner. And I run, amen. And I remember when I was in drill sergeant school, you know, I used to run all the time. And this one guy, he could run. He had some long legs, and we used to run sometimes. And we had a physical training test, you know. And, you know, I just pace people, Greg. I let them kind of get a little bit in front of me. Just keep my eye on them. You know what I mean? Like Payne, he might be right there. I might be here. But I know eventually I'm going to run into a hill. And I'm going to run a hill. He'll probably be tired. Y'all still with me? Amen. And I used to watch this guy, man. And when we got close to the finish line, I started picking up. And of course, he didn't see me because he's going forward. And the next thing you know, by the time I got beside him, he looked over and saw me. And then I just ran past him. Amen? Amen. Well, why am I telling you this? Amen. Well, when I became a drill sergeant, there were sometimes I didn't feel like running. And I remember one time they had a post run. And they were giving trophies to like the first 15 people. I was on Fort Dix. And this guy was part of the race. Amen. And those guys were running so fast. And guess what? I was a little out of shape. And this same guy who I used to race against and win, he was way up in front of me. And when they started giving out the prizes, he was one of the guys on the podium to get a prize. And I said to myself, that prize could have been mine. Because I used to outrun him, but I guess he continued to run. And I was lazy. I stopped running. Amen? What am I trying to get you to see? The only way that we can win, or have a chance to win, is that we have to continue to prepare ourselves and do the things that's required for us to win. Y'all still with me? In the case of this lesson, we have to run the race the right way. And as I mentioned already, many people over the last few years have not been running the race the right way. Although they have been running it, they have not been running it the right way. And as a result, in many cases, they have lost the race. They have fallen out of the race. They have given up in the race. And they are off course to make it to the finish line. But as I've already said, because this is a new season, it's a new day, a new beginning, we have the opportunity to get back in the race and continue to move forward, amen, but we still have to run the race the right way. Because if we do not run the race the right way, we're going to end up in the same predicament that we have ended up in over the past years, amen? Now, when I say we, I'm talking about Christians as a whole. You all probably don't have no issues. But I'm talking about many Christians, because they choose, they run the race the wrong way, you know. And it's bad when you're real tired and you're running the wrong course. Y'all still with me? Amen. So we have to run it the right way. It's a new beginning. We need to refocus our focus on getting to the finish line and winning the race. Amen. Because how many of you know God wants us to win in every area of our life? Amen. 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 See, we will never reach the spiritual finish line until Jesus comes back. Until that time, we will still be involved in this race. So we have to continue to run it, this race, because it's not over until Jesus comes back. In other words, when we feel like giving up, we can't give up. Why? Because we have to continue to run in the race. Amen? Because over the past few years, some people started the race and they gave up. Maybe they found that the mountain was too high. Maybe they found that the valley was too low. Okay? But for whatever reason, they gave up. Amen. And now many of them have fallen by the wayside. But as I've already said, it's time for us to get back into the race. Amen? Because the race is meant for us to win. Amen? Amen. We must realize that as we run this race, there are obstacles in the way. Okay? I call them challenges as well, that are put in the path on purpose to try to cause us to drop out. Okay? There are many obstacles. Amen. And these obstacles come in the form of problems, situations, circumstances, to try to slow us down, to stop us from making it to the finish line. Okay? And it's very important for us to do not allow these things to stop us from moving forward in the race. Y'all still with me? We must run the race the right way if we want to receive the results. And as I mentioned earlier, we're not running against each other. Okay? But we are running for the prize. Amen. And as long as we be able to cross the finish line, as long as we do not let these things stop us from moving forward, as long as we continue, you might, while you run this race, those valleys, spiritual I'm talking, they try to trip you up, they might cause you to sprain your ankle a little bit. Y'all still with me? But you got to still move forward. Amen. Because as long as we stay in the race, eventually we're going to make it to the finish line. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Amen, amen. Okay. But how many of you know we cannot win if we do not make it to the finish line? You got to get to the finish line in order to have a chance to win. And when we get to the finish line, we just can't stop at the finish line. We got to go across the finish line. Y'all still with me? Because once again, the finish line would not happen or until Jesus comes back. Are y'all still with me? So we have to stay in the race. Amen? Now, we have to understand when it comes to a race, there are many parts to a race. There are many parts. Number one, there is the preparation that starts with the mindset. We have to make a decision that we're going to enter into the race. Okay? It's a decision that has to be made. Just like when we made a decision to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Okay? The second part of the race is the race itself. In other words, right before that, we have to enter into the race. Okay? We have to make the decision that I'm going to enter into this race, okay? Okay? Once we enter into this race, eventually the race is going to start, which is the next part of the race, the starting line, okay? The starting line. And then at the end of the race is the finish line. Have I lost anybody, okay? It's the finish line. But how many of you know, although the start of the race is the start line, and the ending of the race is the finish line, there are a lot of things that happens between the start line and the finish line. And in between the start line and the finish line, this is the area where you find the challenges or the obstacles in your life, if you will. These are the things that try to slow you down from moving forward in the race. Amen. These are the things that try to hold you back. You know, once again, there are obstacles out there. They were there in the past, and they're there in the future, or will be in the future, okay? And these are the things that I put there on purpose to slow you down. Satan will put these obstacles on purpose to slow you down. It may be your finances. It may be your marriage. It may be your family. It may be your health. Whatever it is, okay, he will try to throw them in the path to slow you down. But once again, if we run the race the right way, all of those things might slow us down a little bit sometime. Although they might prevent us from running as fast as we want to, if we will still be able to continue to move forward in the race. Y'all still with me? We will still be able to move forward in the way. Amen. Because once again, many of those things are designed, okay? They are designed for you to quit. They are designed for us to give up. That's what they're there for. Y'all still with me? But we have to understand, we have to stay in the race and we have to run it the right way. Why? Because it is not just it is not a natural race, it's a spiritual race. I like to call it a Christian race. Can't see it with the natural eye, but it's there. Y'all still with me? Amen. Amen. And once again, there are all kinds of problems, circumstances, situations that the enemy will put in our path to try to get us to quit the race. But you can't quit. You can't give up. Amen. But in the past years, many people did give up. They did give in. They stopped running the race. They said, this race is too hard. Once again, the valley is too low. The river's too wide. The mountain's too high. Although they sing the song, ain't no mountain high enough. They allowed the mountain to stop them from moving forward. Are y'all still with me? Amen. What they did was, when they was going through these situations and these circumstances, they depended on the microwave system to get them through. Pastor, what do you mean by that? They were looking for a quick fix to their problem. And because many people did not receive the quick fix, they started to panic. They started to stress. They started worrying. When the Bible tells us to cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. They allow Satan to take control of their mind to tell them that they would not be able to get through their situation. You better listen to the doctor. The doctor said this. Doctor, listen. You better listen to King Jesus. Because sometimes the doctors are wrong. Y'all still with me? Sometimes they're wrong. Amen. And they get all messed up. Why? Because they tried the microwave. How many know the microwave don't work in the Christian life? If the microwave worked in the Christian life, God would not have given us something called faith. Y'all still with me? Because faith takes the place of what we need from God until what we need from God get to us. Y'all got that? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So before we see it, all we need to do is put our faith into operation until it comes. And then when it comes, we can use our faith for something else. Y'all still with me? That's the Christian way. Not the microwave way. Because see, Satan will unplug your microwave. But how many of you know he can't unplug your faith? Unless you allow him to. He can separate you from your faith if we allow him to. Y'all still with me? Amen. But their struggles came because, okay, they were trying to use the microwave method. And because that method did not work, they end up in a worse situation than they were in before they tried to use that method. Y'all still with me? But how many of you know I got news for you today? There's a method that always works. And it's not the microwave method, okay? We must run the race the right way, okay? And the right way to run the race is found in Hebrews chapter 12. The right way to run the race is found in verse number 1. Let's look at verse number 1. Let's look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, wherefore, Hebrews 12:1, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Y'all see that? Let us run with what? Patience, the race that is set where? Before us. The right way to run in this Christian race is to run this race with patience. Run this way, this race with patience. If you're looking for a title for today's message, it's called Running the Race with Patience. Y'all still with me? The only way, okay, the only way to run the race the right way is to run it with patience. Because as I mentioned earlier, some of people quit the race in the past because they did not have any patience. They wanted their situation to change when they wanted it to change. But how many of you know everything happened in God's timing? Y'all still with me? We have to run it with patience. And listen to this. In order to have patience, we must have faith and trust in God. If we do not have faith and trust in God, we're not going to have any patience. Because remember last week I told you that the strife and pride and all those guys hang together? Don't you know that faith and patience and trust, they all hang out together? Spiritually, I'm talking. We have to have trust in God. We have to have faith in God. And when we have trust and faith in God, patience come right along with it. And once again, a lot of people fell by the wayside. Okay? A lot of them got slowed down in the race because they did not run it the right way. And the right way to run the race is to run the race with patience. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. Run the race with patience. Okay? The only way that we will be able to run this race with patience is that we have to listen to and follow, okay? Not just listen to and follow the faith coach. Listen to and follow the faith coach and the, not the stage coach, but the faith coach. Y'all still with me? And the faith coach is Jesus. He's the faith coach. But Pastor, why do you call him the faith coach? I'll tell you later on. Okay? We have to listen to the faith coach and obey the faith coach, because if we do not, we will not be able to run the race with patience. Pastor, how do you know? Because people have tried it before. I'm just going to be patient, and next thing you know, they're pulling their hair out. Or pulling their skin out if they don't have any hair. Y'all still with me? We have to listen to the faith coach. And the faith coach is Jesus. Amen? Look at what the Bible says once again. It tells us to run the race with patience. That's the right way to run the race, with patience. Amen. With patience. And we're going to do something about this heat up here. I know the praise team be hot up here. It's hot. You know, I realized that when I was down there, you know, I was comfortable. But when I came up here, like right at the end of praise and worship, I'm like, man, who turned the heat up? Amen. So we have to do something. I think maybe we need to close one of those vents. You know, we don't have to do it now. But, because, man, I know y'all be burning up here. Amen. Talking about a microwave. Amen. Anyway, amen, amen, amen. Y'all still with me? We have to run away from it. Now, it's a spiritual race. I said already, it's a Christian race. Okay? And once again, we cannot finish it until Jesus comes back, because stay with me, amen, amen. Look at what the Bible says here. It says, let us run this race with patience. And then it tells us some very important things here. Number one says that the race is set before us. And then it tells us how to be able to run it with patience. It says, looking unto who? Jesus, who is the author and the what? Finisher of our faith. Once again, faith coach, I like to call him. The author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen? Amen? Now, notice what the Bible says about this race. First of all, it tells us how to run it, to win. It says to run it with patience. And then the Bible tells us that the only way that we can run it with patience is that Jesus has to be included in the race, in our lives. It says, looking into Jesus. Do y'all see that? Amen. But notice what else the Bible says about this race that we engaged in. Notice the Bible tells us that, and let us run this race that is set where? Before us. It said where? Before us. Notice what the Bible did not say. Notice the Bible did not say the race is set behind us. So that tells me that there is no reason for me to go back. Can't go back. I won't go back to the, you know, we sing this song. Amen. There's no reason to go back. And even if we wanted to go back to the years that have already passed, we can't go back anyway. So we can't go back to the years that's passed. We shouldn't be trying to go back in our mind. Because the race is set before us. The Bible never tells us to run the race the wrong way. If the race is set before us, then if we're going backwards, then we're on the wrong race. Y'all still with me? We're on the wrong track. The Bible says the race that is set before us, okay? It is set before us, not behind us. It's set before us. Now, that's very important for us to know. Now, I know you all have seen that scripture before, but that's very important for us to know that the race is set before us. You know, it's very important for us to know. Well, Pastor, why is it so important for us to know? The reason why it's important for us to know is because that tells us the direction that we should go in the race, okay? It tells us that we should be moving forward, not backwards. Forward, not backwards. See, sometimes in a marital relationship, after something has happened in the past, you know, the husband and wife have the tendency to bring up what happened back there. Why go back? Because if you go back there, you had troubles back there. You won't have the troubles right there here today because you're talking about what happened back there. That's one of the obstacles that Satan put in our path to have us have to talk about the past. You see people moving forward, having a good time, and all of a sudden you want to remind them of their past. But when Satan reminds us of the past, we need to remind him of his future. Because the Bible says he's going to be thrown into the lake of fire. So listen, we have to start taking control of the conversation. Don't let Satan talk about what he want to talk about. We need to talk about what we need to talk about. The Word of God. Y'all still with me? So that tells me, once again, if the race is set before me, number one, that tells me I need to be moving forward, not backwards. Y'all still with me? Another thing it tells me is that if God set the race before me, then that means he must be handling the obstacles that I'm going to face before I get to the obstacles, because there are several scriptures in the Bible that tells us that God goes before us. Are y'all still with me? I mean, in the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible says, hey, you know, Moses told him, he said, hey, listen, God goes before you. A pillar of cloud by the day. And then God goes to sleep on you at night. It don't say that, do it. It don't say that, do it. A pillar of a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. What do you need a cloud for? Well, just follow the cloud. The cloud gonna lead you where you want to, you're going. And you know, it might rain. Well, just stick to the cloud. Don't worry about the rain. Just stick to the cloud. And then at night, there's a fire. Listen, here you go. Y'all ready for this spiritual? You better catch this spiritual nugget. Although sometimes we walk in darkness, we go through situations in life. It's not light, it's darkness. All we have to do is just follow the fire. Because the fire goes before us. Y'all still with me? All in the Bible. The Old Testament, the Bible tells us God goes before us. And there's one verse that tells us he goes before us to clear things up for us. I want you to go to Isaiah 45. Are y'all still with me? Have I lost anybody? I know y'all thought I was going to be sleepy up here, didn't you? Amen, amen, amen. Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45. God always go before us. Isaiah 45. Amen, amen, amen. He always go before us. When you get there, say amen. Isaiah 45. Isaiah is speaking for God for the children of Israel. Amen. Isaiah 45. Y'all good. I'm just doing some experimenting while I'm up here. Amen. 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 Isaiah 45. Yeah, one thing I learned when I was young is how to walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. Y'all still with me? Look at Isaiah chapter 45. God is talking about Cyrus. You know, for those of you who don't know who Cyrus is, you know, he's the guy who God used to destroy the Babylonians so Judah could go back home. Cyrus the Great. Y'all still with me? Amen. For Persia, look at the Bible says. Says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two lead gates, and the gates shall not be shut. And look at what God said in verse number 2. He said, I will go before thee. Do you all see that? He said, I will go before thee. Notice he didn't say he will go behind you. Of course, he got your back too. But he said, I will go before you. In other words, I'm going to go. And if I go before you, all you have to do is just follow the path that I went on. Just follow me. I go before you. And look at what he said he's going to do. Notice he didn't say he's just going to go before us and take a nap like some people do. He said, I go before you. And look at what he said he's going to do. He said, I go before you and make the what? Crooked places straight. So that tells me God is not just going before us just to say, well, you know, I went before them. No, he's going to do some things so we will not have to worry about doing them when we get there. All we have to do is just follow him. He said, I go before you to make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Do you all see that? We're talking about God, Jehovah Jireh. Y'all still with me? He said, I go before you, and when I go before you, I'm not just going before you because it's a lovely day. I'm going before you to take care of some things. I'm going before you. So he said, I will go before you once again to make the crooked places straight. I will break in the pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And verse 3 said, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places so that you may know that I, the Lord, good God Almighty, I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel, am the God of Ron, am the God of Bonjon, and the God of Tony, and put your name on this blank line. He is God, and he is God alone. Amen? So God wants us to move forward. Why? Because he goes before us. That's why the Bible says the race is set before us, not behind us, but before us. Y'all still with me? So any obstacle, any situation, any circumstance in your life that's trying to stop you from moving forward in your race, that's trying to stop me from moving forward in my race, we have to realize that God saw the situation before we did. God faced the situation before we did. The Bible tells us that Jesus was tempted at all points, yet without sin. Anything we face in life, God has seen it before. Y'all still with me? And there's nothing too hard for God. There are no equals, and there are no rivals. So when we get into situations in life, these circumstances, these obstacles that Satan has put in place to to slow us down or to try to get us to quit the race. When we find ourselves in those situations, we need to keep on going, knowing that God is already leading us. Amen. And he will get us through the situation. But we must run the race with patience. Can't give up. This happened to me. It happened to me last time. And it's coming right back again. Well, who delivered you the last time? If he did it before, he can do it again. You know, when I think about if he did it before, he could do it again, it reminds me when we was at 625 East Veterans, and these young children, they grown and gone, amen. But I remember they were doing a dance to a song. If he did it before, he could do it again. They all go, they grown now, amen. Got bass in their voices and all that stuff now. Y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. So the race is set before us. Y'all still with me? Y'all got that? Not behind us. Don't worry about what happened in the past. Because if we focus on the past, then we're going to slow ourselves down on the race, in the race. We have to run it with patience. Patience. Not to question anyone's integrity, because I know we know all, y'all know more than I do. I always say that, and I believe that. Patience is the state of endurance under difficult situations and circumstances. The state of enduring or endurance under any difficult situation or circumstance. In other words, it doesn't matter what the challenge is, doesn't matter what the obstacle is, how big, how small, how wide, or how tall, it does not matter. That means I can still run the race with patience because of the faith coach, Jesus. Are y'all still with me? Endurance, the ability to remain for a long period of time. The ability to remain for a long period of time. In this case, until Jesus comes back. We can do it. Okay, for a long period of time. The Bible never says the race is going to be a swift race. But the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes that the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong. Are y'all still with me? So it's not going to be a quick microwave race. Nuh-uh. You know, you watch the Olympics, you see the 100-yard dash, next thing you know, they're done, 9 seconds. That's not what kind of race we engaged in. We got to be in for the long haul. The race is not given to the swift. But we're supposed to win, as long as we don't give in. That's why those five things that we talked about, y'all can tell me what they were this morning. You got to remember those things. You got to have a more effective prayer life. You got to spend time in the Word. You got to have faith and trust in God. We just talked about those things right at the beginning of the year, and we're still in January. You can't forget. You got to give more of yourself and what belongs to God. And we belong to God because the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. There's one I left out. What is it? Thank you. Church attendance is very important. Very important. Streaming is okay, but it doesn't take the place of being in the church. Because the Bible talks about not forsaking ourselves of coming together. Many people stream, they're home by themselves. It only takes two, three. The Bible says when two or three get together, He's in the midst, me, Jesus, and Holy Ghost. Yeah, but he also said not to forsake the assembling of yourself together with other Christians. Amen. I'm moving on. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. It goes before us. Have to run it with patience. Y'all still with me? Have to endure until Jesus comes back. Well, Pastor, how will I be able to endure till Jesus comes back? Well, I've already told you, we have to trust Jesus. We have to trust God. Go back to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews. Everything we need is in the Word. Everything we need is found in the Word. The Bible tells us we have to follow the faith coach. Talking about Jesus. Look what the Bible says once again in verse 2. Verse 1 tells us to run the race with patience. That's set before us, not behind us. Before us. And then it tells us how to do it. It says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, okay, who for the joy that was set behind him. Do y'all see that? The joy was set what? Before him. The joy was set before him. Don't you know that was a joy for him to go to the cross and die for your sins and mine? And he wasn't going to let anybody stop him. See, unlike Adam. Jesus was on a mission. God sent him to save you and me. Me and you, or you and I, however you want to say it. Amen, amen, amen. And he was not going to let anyone or nothing stop him. They tried to stop him. See, they crucified him on the cross. They thought that was the end. But how many know that was only the beginning? See, although 2024, December 31st, was the end of the year, for us, it was just the beginning of something new. See, they crucified him, and they thought that it was it. They didn't realize he came to die. He came to die. They hung him on the cross because that was how they did capital punishment back in those days. If they had the electric chair, they would have put him in the electric chair. That's why people be trying to worship the cross. Don't worship the cross. Worship Jesus. Worship God. Worship God. They thought they had killed him. He came to die. He said, no man can take my life. I give my life. That's what the word says. Y'all still with me? No man can take my life. I give my life. So the Bible says we look into Jesus, who is the author. We know what the author is. He starts it. And the finisher. He finishes it. Of our faith. He is the author and the finisher of faith. And not only that, in Revelation chapter 21, I believe, chapter 21, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ, in chapter 22, Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. Tells us he is the beginning, the author, and the end, the finisher. He is the first, and he is the last. I mean, what better person to follow than Jesus, who has done it all and seen it all? Y'all still with me? See, if Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith, if he is the first and the last, if he is the Alpha and the Omega, if he is the beginning and the end, what that tells me is this. That tells me that Jesus Christ understands the race that I'm in. And not only does he understand it, he knows the course. Y'all still with me? He knows where the rest areas are. He knows where the water points are. Are y'all still with me? He knows where the hills are. He knows where the valleys are. He knows the course. Because he was on the same course when he walked as a man on earth. And he made it to the finish line. Because we just saw in Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible says, you have to go there, in verse number 3 says, consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. Verse number 2 tells us that because he completed the race, the Bible tells us that now he is set down at the right hand side of the God of God and the throne of God. Yeah. He finished it. So he knows the race. So listen to this. I don't know about you, but if I'm going to do anything in life, now sometimes, you might not know, but if I know someone who has already completed it, because see, people talk all the time, well, if it was me, I would probably go this way. And they ain't never done anything. I don't want to know what you would probably do. I want to talk to somebody like Greg who's already done it. That way he can tell me, watch out for this. Look out for that. If you get tired and weary, there's a bench. You can say it on the bench. And there's a water pouring out there. Greg, thank you. Now I know what to expect. Why? Because he's been there and done that. You know, Pastor Janice, she's going to remember this, but I'll never forget this, you know, because I'll never forget this. But I remember we were in Germany, and she told me this. She probably don't remember, but she'll remember what I said. Because, you know, she works out. And she used to do, like, aerobics and steps. And she used to tell me, if I do it, I want to do somebody know what they're doing. Somebody who did it. I ain't going to go to nobody. I don't know what they're talking about. And look, and then she used to say, hey, I'm just telling you, this is an example. Don't nobody get offended. She said, if they're bigger than I am, I ain't going because they look, they can't help me. I remember that. She said, right. Can't go. If they ain't dead, they ain't accomplished it. Can't follow them. Gotta follow someone who has done it, been there and done that, and his name is Jesus. That's why he told him to follow me. Follow me, because he knows the course. So we have to follow Jesus, because that's the only way we will be able to run the race with patience, because he knows what we need to do when it comes to any obstacle, any challenge, any situation that we face. He knows what we need to do, and although you may not see him personally, it's found right here in his word. The faith coach. He tells us to have faith in God. The faith coach. And as long as we continue to have faith in God and trust God, we will be able to make it to the end, and we will not allow things to cause us to get out of the race, to give in, to give up, or to slow us down for long. Like I said, we might limp a little bit. But eventually, that leg is going to heal. Spiritually talking. Can't stop. Got to keep going. Because the Bible tells us to look into Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The scripture tells us to run the race with patience. If God did not think we could run this race with patience, he would not say run the race with patience. Y'all still with me? We must run the race the right way. Not just in 2025, but beyond 2025, because we don't know when Jesus is coming back. But he's coming back. Are y'all still with me? He is coming back. And until that time, we have to remain on the finish line. I got all kind of stuff up here at Bon Jovi. Amen. But the only way we can finish it is that we must follow Jesus. We must do what he says. We must depend on the word, because Jesus is our example. Been there, done that. And if he's been there and done that, I don't know about you. But I'm not following Jack and Jill that went up the hill. I'm following Jesus. Because Jack fell down and broke his crown. And Jill came tumbling after. You can't follow man. You got to follow God. See, Humpty Dumpty can tell us that because he fell off the wall. You got to follow God. Follow Jesus. He said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, when we're going through situations, he will remind us that, no. You don't live that way. You live by faith. By way of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit speaks to us. Did y'all know that? See, some people rather hear from other Christians than hear from the Holy Spirit. Some people want some other Christian to speak into their life. And the Bible talks about that. I haven't got the scripture yet. But we would rather hear somebody talk, speak a word to our life than listen to what the Holy Spirit says. And that's the problem with why a lot of people fall out of the race. Because they get some false words from a false person who want to see them, who Satan uses so they can fall out of the race. That's why we need to understand the voice of the Holy Spirit. Y'all still with me? Amen. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong. And how many Satan knows that? He knows the word. He knows that the race is not given to the swift, but to the strong. And he knows that if we do not run the race with patience, we will not make it to the finish line. He knows that. And that's why he put anything and anyone in our life to try to slow us down, to try to cause us to quit the race, to get out of the race. He put anyone and anything in our lives to cause us to do that. Once again, problems, situation, problems, and people. And false people. See, most Christians, I believe, start the race off well. I know I did. Got saved, accepted Jesus. I said, I'll never turn back no more. I remember the song they used to sing. I'll never turn back no more. I'll never turn back no more. I used to love that song. Song said, I want to live holy. I'll never turn back no more. Here I am. I'll never turn back no more. How many of y'all know I turned back some more? Because I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. I just like the church song. See, we have to understand this. There's the building church, and then there's Jesus. Christians, we the church. There's Jesus. You know, the reason why we come to church is to learn about Jesus, learn about God, and then go tell somebody else, you know. But sometimes people think the church is Jesus. No, the church is not Jesus. This is what we come to learn about. That's why when Jesus was talking to the church at Ephesus, right, he said, y'all forgot your first love. In Revelation. Yeah, y'all did all the church stuff. You did all the church stuff. You know, you did this, everything looked good, but you forgot your first love. See, Jesus is the first love, not the church. But because of Jesus, we come to the church because the Bible tells us to come together. So we can learn, receive the word, and take it out to those who don't know him so they can come and get more word. That's the way it's supposed to be. See? But it's about Jesus. It's not about this building. It's about Jesus. A lot of times people stop coming to church because they say they get church hurt. There's no such thing as church hurt. There's a person in the church that hurt you, but they ain't the church. Y'all still with me? But when we got a relationship with Jesus, if we really have a relationship with Jesus, we won't let this stuff bother. It may bother, but it'll rub off our back. We still got to be obedient to God. Because that's, once again, like I said, I turned back. Because I didn't know Jesus. I knew if I didn't do right, I was going to hell. Like I knew that. But once I rededicated my life to Jesus, got to know him, not just the church, but him, now I can honestly say I'll never turn back no more. Because I need it. You all still with me? See. Because that's what Satan wanted. He wanted us to quit. He wanted me to not come back because he probably knew that God had a place for me here in this ministry to teach his word. Now God can use someone else, but I'm talking about me. So, that's why Satan tried to get us to stop the race, because God has something for you and others who have quit the race because of that obstacle. See, we can't let the obstacle decide whether we stay in the race or not. We need to stay in the race because God says that he's already gone before us. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we will go through. But Jesus has already overcome it. And if Jesus has overcome it, we can too. Why? Because God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for one, he can do it for another. Are y'all still with me? Amen. But a lot of people start off the right way, but then Satan will use anything to get them distracted from going the right way. He will use cars, houses, whatever, and he will use people. And some of that is what was going on with the church of Galatia, the Galatians. They had accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They had received the word. They had entered into the race. And then they started listening to false people, false teachers, who was not even Christians. People trying to talk to them. How can someone talk to you about Christianity when they're not a Christian? If listen, Christians, if someone come up to us and can tell us about the Christian life, more about the Christian life than we can tell them, we got a problem. We got a problem. I mean, how are we going to let them tell us what the word says? We have a problem. But these people was coming up to the Christians at Galatia, trying to get them, don't listen to Paul. He don't know what he's talking about. You better listen to us. You better listen to what the law says. And Apostle Paul got on their case. He got on their case. Go to Galatians chapter 3. He got on their case. I mean, these people had started in the race. Because a lot of people start good, but then they start falling out. That's what was happening here in Galatia. And Apostle Paul had to go in there. Wait a minute. You know, yeah, y'all got it twisted or backwards or sideways, however y'all want to say it. Amen. I know y'all have people coming all kind of little sins these days. Amen. Galatians 3. Have I put anyone to sleep yet? I know I'm loud. Amen. Are you there yet? Look what Paul called them in verse 1. Called them foolish, didn't he? Whenever we let somebody cause us to, you know, anyway, amen. Look what he said. My back is turned to the screen. I can't turn to the screen right now, so I better not see it. Amen, amen, amen. He said, oh, foolish Galatians. Christians, he's talking to Christians here. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? I mean, he just straight up. Who have bewitched you that you shouldn't, who had tricked you, okay, that you shouldn't obey the truth? In other words, they knew that they were supposed to obey the truth. Because Jesus said in the book of John, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So they knew. Because Paul said, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Well, they had to know it in order to obey it. If not, Paul would have been talking out of the side of his neck. But he knew that they knew the truth. But now he's saying, you have allowed people to come in to cause you to veer off of the path of the race. He says, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? He said, this only would I learn of you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? In verse 3, he said, are you so foolish? Now he asked them a question. First, he called them foolish. And then he wanted to know if they see themselves as being foolish. In his eyesight, they were foolish. He said, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, and you now made perfect by the what? Flesh. In other words, they stopped running the race. They let people get them off course. Y'all better watch out about the only people you hang around. Everybody who say they are might not be. Look at Galatians chapter 5. Once again, we're talking about the people. Look at what he said here. Let's look at verse number, amen, 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 amen. Let's go to verse number 3. The Apostle Paul, once again, talking to them. He said, am I going too fast? He said, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. He said, verse 4, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Fallen from grace. He said, for we through the Spirit, verse 5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You know what the Apostle Paul was doing, because these people, they were still living by the Old Testament laws. And God used Paul to talk to the Gentiles, to let them know that they could be saved also. But a lot of the Jews kept saying, well, no, they got to go through circumcision, they got to go through all this stuff. And Paul said, wait a minute, no. Because of the death of Jesus Christ, there's a new sheriff in town. He said, now we are justified not by circumcision, we're justified by faith. Because now we have a faith coach, if you will. We're justified by faith. So he said, wait a minute, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. And look at what else he said here. He said, for in verse 6 once again, he said, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. In other words, if I don't have love, then I can't operate in faith. I love you, Jesus. If you don't have love, you can't operate by faith. I have faith, but I don't like that person. No, you don't have faith then. I don't like that person, but I have faith. No, you don't have faith then. Because the Bible says faith operates by love. In other words, no love, no faith. Y'all still with me? And then look at what he said in verse 7. He said, you did run well. Do y'all see that? He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you so that you should not obey the what? Truth. There it is again. You did. You started off right. You ran right. You on the right track. You did run well. You were running with patience. And all of a sudden you listen to someone who did not know what they were talking about, and now you have veered from the patience. And you know what else? My time is up. I got to finish this next week. I mean, you were so engaged, you didn't even know that my time was up. Go ahead and stand to your feet. I'm here to tell you, Christians, we are involved in a race. Part two next week. I promise. Because you may not be here next week. You may be dead. It's okay. I'll let somebody else continue. Amen. You don't want to stand up? It's fine. I can go another hour. I mean, it's okay with me. I can teach all day long. Amen. We are engaged, involved in a race. And it's a race that does not put us against one another. It's a race that once we complete the race, we receive a prize. Are y'all still with me? But we have to complete the race. And once again, the enemy puts all kinds of obstacles in our path to try to slow us down. I ran a race one time, and they didn't even have, I think it was a 15-mile run. They didn't even have markers. You know, we have markers to let you know, 4 miles, 8 miles. Somebody put the markers in the wrong place. And I'm out there running like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Don't know whether I ran 2 miles or five. And I got to go 13. Yeah, I would have said it too when I was out there running. Gee, Lord, help me. I ran. Mouth dry. There was no water points out there. I'm closing. And as I ran and ran and ran, because it was through the woods. I was in Germany. In Germany, you run through the woods. I ain't seen them with trees and all kinds of stuff. But all of a sudden, because I didn't give up. I thought about just stopping, just walking. All of a sudden, as I continued to struggle in this race, no water, no markers to tell me where how many miles I ran. I had no clue. All I know that I was running along. Why? Because it was two of us, me and this other guy. We were running together. Everybody else, I don't know where, they were. We was up there. And I had on some little footies. You know what footies are? Trying to be cool because I never wore them before. I used to wear regular socks. This race, I want to change up some things and put some footies under my feet. And they started rolling under my feet. And next thing I know, I stopped to take them off. I mean, when you stop running the race, it's hard to get back started. And the guy I was running with was gone. I never saw him again until I got to the end of the finish line. So I'm running by myself. See, sometimes you might be in a situation where you feel like you're all alone. But no, you're not alone. God is always with you. And the next thing I know, I was running. And I got to this situation where I started hearing a little noise. And I turned this corner. And I saw all the people there waiting. Come on, you got it. How many of y'all know I picked my pace off? Because I was at the end of the race. I said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I had to pick my pace up, and I was so happy to see those people. How happy are you going to be when you see Jesus to get your crown? Because you didn't let anything stop you. So I want to encourage us today. Continue the race. Run it the right way. And the Bible tells us we must run the race with patience. Patience does not mean you're not going to face trials and tribulations. It doesn't mean you're not going to face challenges. But what it means is that in the midst of those challenges, in the midst of those problems, continue to move forward in Christ Jesus. Continue to move forward, because once again, I'm going to say this and I'm going to close, I promise you. Anytime we enter a race, we need to enter it to win. Although we might know we're not going to win because there are people more experienced than we are, enter it as though you're going to win. Put forth the effort to win. Any race. There's no difference in a natural race, and there's no difference in a spiritual race. Because there is a prize at the end. Amen? Part 2 next week. Give God a hand praise because he's worthy.